Welcome to the Community Mennonite Church Podcast. Today we have a sermon by Pastor Jennifer Davis Sensenig.
Join me in prayer. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The appetites of North Americans are a public health crisis and an environmental crisis. Over the last 25 years, our caloric intake has increased more than 300 calories per day, and now more than 68% of us are overweight or obese and at risk of various diseases. Fast food and portion distortion tempt us to eat and drink too much of the wrong foods and too much in general. Not only are personal overconsumption in fuel for our bodies, but overconsumption of fuel for our cars, our homes, and industries, all these are contributing to global climate change. We know that our society has appetites that are out of control in other areas too. Consumer goods, sex, entertainment, drugs, both legal and illegal drugs, screen time, we're gluttons. We look toward examples of success in defeating these cravings, but it's a tough battle to live well in a society with a lot of out-of-control appetites. That's our culture's bad news. The church's good news is Lent. Our gospel story for the first Sunday in Lent is presented as a face-off between two characters. The temptation to evil that Jesus confronts is personified, or better, vilified, in the character of Satan. This is actually typical Hebrew stuff. What we might express impersonally in contemporary English was expressed through personification in ancient languages and cultures, especially by the Hebrews. For example, there's this psalm that I love, Psalm 104. It celebrates the God of creation who dwells among the elements, establishes the earth, creates all these living bodies, animals, and generously provides food for donkeys, birds, cattle, conies, goats, lions, and people too. These all look to you, the psalmist says, to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. But the very last verse of Psalm 104 is, "Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Well, I gotta tell you, I pray this psalm, but I never feel like blessing the Lord after that last verse. It seems like calling the God who created a world of good to now destroy some of the bad apples, the sinners, the wicked. But before we discard the Bible or ignore this weird story about Jesus and Satan facing off in the wilderness, notice that this is a Hebrew convention. In English, after praising God, the God who created a world of beauty and fruitfulness, we would pray, "So let sin be consumed from the earth, and let wickedness be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul." In a similar way, the New Testament, occasionally, not very often, but sometimes, uses this older convention of speaking about evil directly as Satan, a character in the story, not a person, but someone. So don't get too hung up on the ontology of Satan. The point is to notice that the evil in our lives and in our world that might just be blending into the fabric of daily life. I think it's important on a Sunday like this to notice that American appetites are more dangerous than we realize. Reading the Bible reveals that we're not just facing spiritual drift or even a moral dilemma, but Satan himself. A Christian friend of mine in town here reminds me nearly every year as Lent begins that the temptations of Jesus are about appetite, approval, and ambition. The temptation to turn stones to bread is about Jesus' appetite and ours. The temptation to hurl himself from the temple is about approval. Does God care enough to save him? Will God save us? The temptation to worship Satan in exchange for all the kingdoms of the world is about ambition, having it all. Appetite, approval, ambition. Aren't these especially American temptations? Not only for national figures, but for us too. It's true that appetite, approval, and ambition can be our downfall. This year, though, I'm turning this alliterative interpretation kind of on its head, because I don't believe that there is a literal Satan who slaps us with temptation from out of the blue. The God who formed humanity from the earth created us with some of these very cravings. Appetite is biological. We gotta have it to live. Approval is psychological. We need to know that somebody loves us as we are. Ambition, well, I guess we're not all ambitious. But most of our scholars of the humanities and certainly our own Christian tradition indicates that a vocation, an ambition of some kind is within us, even if it takes a lifetime to discover it. The God who created us included appetites and approval, the need for approval and ambition in the design of human beings. Now, I'm not saying that we just indulge whatever appetites or need for approval or ambitions we may have. But perhaps these need to be redirected, since they cannot be stamped out and destroyed the way we might try to destroy a flesh and blood enemy. Think about it. When Jesus finally says, "Away with you, Satan," and triumphs over his temptations, he hasn't destroyed Satan. And then Jesus heads out of the wilderness with an appetite for healing and justice. And Jesus heads out of the wilderness with a desire to stand approved before God alone, even if powerful people oppose him and ordinary people reject him. And Jesus heads out of the wilderness ultimately with an ambition to proclaim and embody the kingdom of God, even if it means he's going to die only 5 miles from his birthplace. During the 40 days of Lent, Christians around the world choose spiritual disciplines in order to live more deeply as unique expressions of God's love in the world. Perhaps you've already chosen a discipline for Lent. That's fantastic. Now for the other 90% of us, let's take Lent seriously this year. Appetite is not just bad news. Appetite and longing are part of our human condition, part of how God created us. I believe it is longing and hunger that ultimately attracts us to God. Sometimes we don't even know how hungry for God we are until we're offered the bread of life and the cup of forgiveness. In the Bible, sometimes being hungry, having an appetite, is a good thing, because when we're empty, God can fill us with what is good. God satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Another psalm. When we're hungry, we receive our food and every good gift with gratitude. Woe to the brother or sister who loses their appetite. Lent 2017 is an opportunity to be honest about our American appetites. How much unnecessary fuel consumption in our lives? How many empty calories are making us sluggish or sick? What cravings are we indulging that are actually ruining our lives rather than restoring our lives? When we accumulate all the stuff on our wish lists and virtual grocery carts, will we be any happier, any more peaceful, any more loving, any more Christ-like? This morning, as an exercise, there are some cards beneath the chairs in the center aisle, and so you can pick those up or your side aisles. Share those across the aisle. And I believe there are pens in the windowsills, or maybe you have some of those with you. But on your card, take a moment to just name one of these ungodly appetites that might need to be redirected in your life. Now, if you already know some way to redirect that appetite, on the reverse side of your card, you could write a practice that you will engage during this Lenten season. But you know, even if you don't know how to redirect that appetite that's a problem in your life, that's okay. Just seeing the appetite for what it is and knowing that you can choose how you'll respond is powerful. It's actually one of the unique capacities of the human brain that God created. This power to choose and to choose well. Today, to begin redirecting our American appetites, we're inviting you to a meal. It's just a taste. It's a very small piece of bread, and it's just a sip from a tiny cup, just enough to whet our appetite for God, to give us a taste of God's love and care for your body, your life, just enough to begin fueling our ambition for the kingdom of God. When you come this morning for the bread or the cup, you can discard that little slip of paper in the basket that the servers will have. What if this year during Lent we confessed our American appetites that are out of control and became hungry in the biblical sense? Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for justice, for they will be satisfied." What if this year during Lent we redirected just one of our appetites toward God's justice and healing in this world? What might God do with a congregation that had that kind of appetite? Our theme verse for this whole year is from Paul's letter to the Romans, and it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." I'll end this sermon with a poem that gives me hope. It's from Macrina Wiederkehr, and it's about kind of this vicious cycle of the hunger, of filling that hunger in our lives with false gods, and the power of the true God to save us. I think it speaks to our American appetites, our need for approval, and our ambitions. It's a testimony of hope. Listen. The God I was trying to love was too demanding, and so I looked for other gods who would ask less of me. And in unconverted corners of my heart, I found them, waiting to be adored, asking nothing of me, yet making me a slave. Possessions, recognition, power, I bowed before them, but my hunger only deepened. The God I was trying to escape was too loving, so God sent me a brother, Jesus, to be my Lord and to free me from my false gods. But this Lord Jesus preached a hard gospel, and so I turned to other lords. And Jesus was not my Lord, except on Sundays for a little while, because it is the custom for those who wish to bear the name Christian to gather for worship on that day. But Jesus was not my Lord, and my idol-filled life was a banner that proclaimed, Jesus is not Lord. The God I was trying to love was too loving and too demanding, so God gathered up my false gods, my reputation, my pride, my honor and prestige, my possessions, my success, my own glory, my time, even my friends. God gathered up all these lords of mine. God gathered up all my lies and held them close to me, so close, I lost all sight of my true God for a while. But my true God never lost sight of me, and in that lies my salvation. For in one desperate moment, smothered by gods who couldn't save me, I prayed for a God who would fill my lies with truth. I prayed for a God who would expect something of me, a God who would be too loving and too demanding to be patient with my false gods any longer. God heard that prayer and loved me. I was given back to myself and taught how to answer my own prayer so that with other believers I might again proclaim, Jesus Christ is Lord. Perhaps you are still writing and may still need some time to ponder how you'll take seriously this Lenten season. I invite you to turn in your purple books to number 50.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.